The art? Well, I think the most obvious change since I was a kid would be a loss of subculture to some extent. I think back in the 1980s, and I'd say this is probably where it ended, there had been a progression of different styles in sort of popular culture. So in the 1950s, we had sort of early rock and roll that came over from America, and the movies and things that came with that music. Then in the 1960s, there was a sort of general movement towards more hippie stuff. So we had more psychedelic art, the music, the sort of early Pink Floyd and the Beatles went a little bit hippie, and there was this sort of countercultural hippie movement. And there was a fashion that went with that, long hair, flowers in the hair, and so on. And an environmental awareness as well. I think that's where the sort of modern environmental movements kind of started from. And then in the UK, we had punk. And then in the 1980s, there was a move to sort of electronic music, and the fashions changed again. And so there were these kind of subcultures. And then the end of the 1980s, that kind of stopped. So in the 1990s, people would look back and you could pick and choose from all these different subcultures that had come before. And it became a case of anything went. And I think this is the case in China as well. You see people dressed like a punk, but they don't necessarily embody that the attitude of a punk. They just like that fashion. They like those clothes, so they wear it. And I think that's, a lot of that's happened in the arts generally. So it's not just music and fashion, but painting and, you go to a gallery. What is the style that's popular nowadays? I don't think you can pinpoint one. Artists are free to pick from anything that's gone before and just change it a little bit and tweak it at the edges. The movies also. Although maybe with the movies there is a trend towards series. I mean, there always was because of the money that could be made out of making the second, third, fourth, fifth of the franchise, but now it seems to have gone crazy, and so you expect a film to be turned into a lengthy franchise. Okay, that's my take on the arts and how they've changed over my lifetime.